Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's not forget the website. Very important, not only information, but you have to pre-register on the site to get involved with all the great webinars and events that have come our way. We got tax deadline coming up April 18th, so it is vital you keep the site in mind. CraigJamesFinancial.com, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, Dow was up 132 at the close on Friday, 32,237. That was your starting point. Futures up as we speak, about 193. So maybe you got a little bit of a calming of the water, so to speak, after the announcement last week of the rate hike regarding interest rates and everything going on with that. We'll see what happens. But all in all, interesting week coming up. Mr. Craig Ferentino of the great Craig James joining us. Hope you had a wonderful weekend, my friend.
I did. You know, Jay, the transition into spring, you know, really leads to volatile weather patterns, Jay, with really this lack of consistency, making it more important to check what the temperature has in store on any given day. And the reason why I say that, you know, Saturday was bitterly cold. I mean, it was 43, 42 degrees, rainy, damp. I mean, basically, when I was home, I had to run a fire all day and to like midnight. But then the next day we were 60 degrees. And so is the markets. Yeah, I use this as an analogy. You know, we have, when things really got ugly for us was when we had both the stock market going down but then you also had the bond market going down. So we had two, you're trying to hide into bonds, say, I'll get some security. And the value of that last year, the bonds did down about 13.5%. So you would have lost money in the stock market or lost money in the bond market. What we're getting today, Jay, is a little bit of a reverse. You know, we're getting Jay Powell made his announcement. You're starting to see some trends here that I'm noticing anyway. The big trend is that the 30-year Treasury is now dropping, so interest rates are going down, mortgages will be cheaper, the 10-year Treasury is dropping, and the stock market, it's not because people are flying out of stocks is where that money is going, they're flying out of deposits in their bank. So there's a demand for Treasuries because people are leaving the banks, and there's a demand for equities, and so the equity market's going up. So this is very unusual as both got crushed last year, both are rising this year. So if you had bonds, they're starting to, their values are coming up because the interest rates are going down. Very, very important. So that's a very unusual time, and we're keeping an eye on it, obviously. But this is one of those things where, people couldn't understand. You know, I moved my money into bonds last year, and I still lost money. Well, here's one of those cases that no matter where you are, maybe you'll still make money. You know, we'll see. I mean, this is just some trends I'm picking up right now. I don't know if it's public around the news media, but this is something I'm seeing. So the 10-year Treasury versus the S&P 500. On that note, this is Monday. We want to talk about how we are year to date, and let's put our finger in the air. Continue with the weather analogy here. The Dow Jones Industrial Average year to date down 2.7%. That's recovering, was down worse. The S&P 500 index now in positive territory year to date, up 3.4%. The 100 stock index tech heavy NASDAQ up 13% since January 1st. The European index up 2.9%. The 10-year Treasury down 0.5% since January. And oil at 69 spot 20 under $70 a barrel, down 13, almost 14% since January. Bonds, if you had a bond portfolio, chances are you up 3.6%. So here's the analogy. So bonds here at HA up 3.6% had you had some sort of bond portfolio. And the S&P 500 up 3.4%. So there you go. Yeah, almost exactly. That's almost a rare occurrence. So that's why I wanted to point that out. I'm sure that's not being picked up by a lot of people here. That said, you know, investors keep stay the course. And if you're sitting in your car, it's okay. What do I do with this information, Craig? Here's what you do. You start to create your long-term goals. You make sure you put money aside for an IRA for you, and if you have kids that are old, you know, have some sort of earned income, if they didn't do it, put some money aside for them. That's what you do. You also want to make yourself, if you have an IRA, think about making yourself less tax toxic, because we're going to lose the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. It sunsets in 2025. That's just months away from where we are today at the end of March. So we want to make sure we're doing that as well. All those are important. We'll be talking about some of these, Jay. If you go to our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's CraigJamesFinancial.com. We have our taxes and retirement where we discuss all of this. We'll see how bad it could get for you on April 4th. That's coming up. This week, we have 5 steps to protect your online identity. There's been a lot more. We have some new search engines. We have some new things to discuss in terms of private tunnels and how to set them up on your computer. Very simple. It sounds a lot worse than it is. We have a detonation bomb. A detonation room. We'll be talking about that. That's where you could take a suspicious email, stick it in the room, and yeah, click whatever you want. It's not going to go anywhere. So we have a detonation room we'll talk about. So that's Tuesday, March 28th, 7 to 8 o'clock. Go to our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com, on the online security. Because, you know, there's been a lot of hacks out there, a lot of funny things going on with the banks. And funny, you know, there's always hackers out there, so we want to make sure we protect our clients against that. For today, Jay, let's go back to economic news real quick. We have the Dallas Fed Manufacturing Survey, BioNTech. We also hear from Carnival Cruise Line, CCL. This week, we're going to get some news from Micron. Let's see how the technology is doing. We're also going to see how the people have money, Lululemon, and Restoration Hardware, for the people who have a lot more money. We're going to see how they're still selling, if they're not. And Cal-Maine Foods, the biggest egg producer in the United States, will also get a few eyeballs when they come out with some numbers. As you know, eggs now well over $6 a dozen. So let's stay the course. Go to our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. If you have any questions about anything we do, you need help, if there's something you got in the mail you're not sure with, give our office a call, 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. And we'd be more than happy to discuss that with you real quick.
That's, and you got to be a little creative now. And Craig will help you do that. Him and his great team over the great Craig James. A little creative right now as we approach the deadline, April 18th. Make phone calls. Any questions? 393-2888, 631-393-2888. And, of course, the website. It's a great website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Sir, until tomorrow, we'll check everything out today, and hopefully we end okay. And we look forward to the morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Awesome, Jay. Have a great day.